Yeah, and that's the thing about the Bible. That's why there's seven different ways of interpreting the Bible. Historically being one of them, allegorically being another one, metaphysically being another one. I guess you can put that in there. Also alchemically, there's a reason why alchemists also broke it down. There's various ways, bro, that, and I think that we have a watered down version of the Bible and a watered down version of the doctrines that were supposed to be presented in the Bible. And the reason for that being, I finished reading The Divine Invasion by Philip K. Dick a couple weeks ago. And in there, they have this holographic Bible. And the holographic Bible, they're able to project the Bible outwards, and they're able to manipulate the Bible and move it around and stack it on top of each other to reveal hidden layers of the story, and you're kind of able to enter the story in some sort of way. And they ban it because they can't have people accessing this version of the Bible, because then they're able to extract the hidden meanings within. Because think about it, if you project, like in the typical movies, like a projection, you start manipulating and moving it around, you start to overlay the stories on one on top of another. You're like, wait a minute, I'm seeing something completely new on this side, where you can't get it because not only are like the pages limiting you from doing that, but also language sometimes is a limiting factor too. It's like William Burroughs talked about language being a sort of virus where it limits you from being able to express yourself. And sometimes we find the word, we struggle to find the word sometimes to explain things, and even experiences, right? Like any sort of experience. And I think that's a very big limiting factor when it comes to a lot of phenomenological experiences, where phenomenology is you're experiencing it. So if Mark got abducted and the space aliens probed his ass or something, guess what? That was real to Mark. You know, Mark was the one that got probed. You know, we can't take that. No one can take that away from you unless you've experienced that as well. Same thing goes with psychedelics. Same things will go with certain things in life and in reality, that the only way to describe it is if you experience it. Like, I can't describe to you what it feels like to love your child unconditionally unless you have a child which you love unconditionally. That's the only way you're able to describe that feeling. You know what I'm saying? So, like, words are a limiting factor. And I think that plays a role into, do I think the Bible has the answers to everything? No. And I think it's like that. I used this metaphor yesterday, or this allegory, or whatever you want to call it. Yesterday, I said, everyone's in a dark room touching an elephant. You know, you're touching the trunk, this other guy's touching the tail, this other guy's touching the foot, this other guy's touching the belly, whatever it is. Some other dude's touching its balls. You know what I'm saying? You're like, this is it. And it's a dark room. This is
Yeah,
the
some
this
other
is it.
dude.
This is it. This is the, you know, it feels squishy, or it feels rough, or it feels hairy, or whatever it is. Like, no. You guys are all touching the same thing. But just because you're touching it doesn't describing the bigger picture, which is it's an elephant, you know? And I think that's all cosmologies. When you really zoom out, you go, okay, we're all touching on the same thing. We're just describing it differently. But then you get the elitism or the nationalism of the, oh, my guy's the guy. My part, the balls of the elephant are the part that matter. You know, this because I'm, it's like, no. Just because you're experiencing it that way doesn't mean it's the whole picture.
Right.
And I think people need to slow down sometimes and really zoom out. And maybe have a little bit more of an open mind when it comes to these other things. And that's why I like learning about all of them, bro. All cosmologies, no matter what, because you can always extract something from each and every single one of them, and that can benefit you in a way. But again, I believe that Jesus did die for our sins. And again, I'm a Christian. I was born into it. I do believe it. And will we ever truly, truly know? I don't know, dude. I don't know. But if anything,
I just wonder if it's not like, and please, Christians in the audience, do not be offended by what I'm about to say, because I could see how what I'm about to say might get taken the wrong way. But in terms of humanity as a global collective consciousness, I just wonder if Christianity and Judaism and contemporary religions that are monotheistic, because there was a time in human history where everybody was like, all right, monotheism is the way. Like it was, you know, kind of a historical event, right? That you can track across multiple different cultures. It happened in the East, it happened in the West. But I wonder if that doesn't show us like that religions are meant to be understood in stages, the same way that you wouldn't want your child to have training wheels on his bike his whole childhood. Those are only for the first few days he's learning to ride a bike, or maybe months or whatever, right? When they're too young to balance themselves. But once they're off and going, you don't keep the training wheels on. And again, I'm not saying Christianity is training wheels or anything like that, but I just wonder if we shouldn't be attached to these ideas and concepts outside of their time contextual framework. Things like morals don't conform to time and context. Morals are morals, right? The way you treat people is, you know, something that I think even a million years from now, if there are physical beings interacting with each other.
You think aliens have morals, bro?
Well, I think there's a,
you think they have manners? Like, oh, sorry.
Well, you can call it morals, you can call it laws, you can call it, you know, a code of honor. I mean, different cultures have different ways of relating to each other socially. But yeah, no matter what culture it is, Christianity or not, there's usually a moral hierarchy that is, it's not really affected by time. Like, you don't evolve out of those kind of concepts, right?
No, I get what you're saying. But what a better way to shatter that. And I'm going to send you this Terrence McKenna lecture or talk that I was listening to today, where he's talking about the UFO and the extraterrestrial phenomenon, and how the extraterrestrial, they might be using it to take people away from that Christ point of view, worldview. Because if you think about when the church started to influence reality and history and government and all that stuff, it's been a long time, and that they're going to use the alien, the extraterrestrial, to shock people out of that way of thinking. And I mean, what a better way, bro? If you wanted to disprove everyone's, they can disprove God. Let's say, okay, well, people are gonna say that God also did God create aliens, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what people are, well, God created them too, you know. But what a better way than for the government to come out and be like, listen, these are the ETs or whatever it is, if they are real blood and bones, who knows? But this is them, and they actually created us, like the movie Prometheus. You know, we're talking about movies and planting thoughts and ideas, and they're planting memes, which is the smallest form of an idea, essentially. And memetics is the spread of information. So let's say they are seeding us with these, with this memetics, right? They're just seeding us with all these movies and all these ideas. And Prometheus, bro, there's no God in that movie. The God is the engineers. They're the ones that made us and then planted us and seeded us in the, right? He turns into the black goo and then goes in the water and it starts to develop and spread out and all that stuff. That would shock people out of a lot of things. I mean, some people wouldn't believe it.
Well, but if you look at sci-fi, I mean, there's tons of sci-fi that has, like, you know, all sorts of interesting parallels to the real world. But I like to, you know, I don't disbelieve aliens. I think there's tons of evidence for
the Pleiadians. You don't think they're faking
gay? No. I mean, I think the government is lying to us about them. So, like, the government's version of aliens is fake and gay. But I believe in the Pleiadians. I believe in the people from Sirius. Like, I believe that humans could have come from other planets and seeded this planet a long time ago.
But you don't believe
ago.
In Jesus Christ, bro?
Well, that could be a part of the Christian paradigm. Like, these aliens could be Christian warriors going from planet to planet fighting the Satanists.
Young Christian warriors, yeah.
Gardens of Eden. Like, what if they, you know, they had a Garden of Eden in the Pleiades, and they come over to whatever they call this solar system, and they set up a Garden of Eden here.